President Bush says General Hayden is well qualified to head the CIA as a man with more than 20 years of experience in intelligence work, including 6 years as director of the National Security Agency.
Mike knows our intelligence community from the ground up. He has been both a provider and a consumer of intelligence. He's overseen the development of both human and technological intelligence. He has demonstrated an ability to adapt our intelligence services to the new challenges of the war on terror. He's the right man to lead the CIA at this critical moment in our nation's history.
Since April 2005, Hayden has served as Deputy Director of National Intelligence. In recent years, he oversaw a controversial operation that involves eavesdropping on electronic communications between people in the United States and suspected terrorists abroad. Civil rights groups and others have criticized the operation as an infringement on Americans' liberty and right to privacy. The general has insisted the program is vital to detecting terrorist threats. Speaking from the Oval Office, President Bush said he expects General Hayden to continue reforms at the CIA begun by Porter Goss, whose reasons for stepping down have not been made public. Mr. Bush praised Goss's tenure and said the CIA's work has never been more important to the security of the American people. When he took to the podium, General Hayden paid tribute to CIA employees.
To the men and women of the Central Intelligence Agency, if I'm confirmed, I would be honored to join you and work with so many good friends. Your achievements are frequently underappreciated and hidden from the public eye, but you know what you do to protect the Republic.
The Senate must confirm Hayden's nomination. Some legislators, including a few from President Bush's Republican Party, have voiced concerns about putting a military officer at the head of a civilian agency. Speaking with reporters, Hayden's current superior, National Intelligence Director John Negroponte, downplayed those concerns. He noted that Hayden has worked for civilian entities in the past and described the general as an independent thinker. Negroponte said the administration's goal is not to militarize America's information gathering capability, but rather to make sure that civilian and military intelligence operations work hand in hand.
Obviously, we have to work together with the military. The watchword for intelligence reform, after all, is integration, and that means integration of all of the elements of our government that work on intelligence, and we're also in a war. So it really stands to reason that we do have to work very closely with the Pentagon and with the armed services in our intelligence activities, and we do precisely that.
Negroponte said, going forward, U.S. intelligence priorities include disrupting terrorist organizations and monitoring nations seeking weapons of mass destruction. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The White House.